Your embrace of hip hop has even led you to a collaboration with DJ Rob Swift, and I thought that was really interesting. How did that work out?
Great. He's a super artist, a very quality individual, dedicated. I would not have met him had it not been for a friend named Milan Simic, who's a producer, a very, very eclectic music biz guy that was a friend, lives in the New York City area. Mm-hmm. And we had many, many dialogues about the influence that my music had indirectly had in the hip-hop world, and we always talked about speculating about what it would be like if I became more hands-on, and instead of just sitting back and waiting to find out whether a producer or a hip-hop artist would decide to sample my music, what would it be like if we actually collaborated? And I was fascinated by that, but a little bit pessimistic that we'd have enough in common we'd be able to work together. And Milan had done enough research to have chosen somebody that he thought would be compatible with me, and he recommended Rob. So we got together. We played one night down at this kind of avant-garde club in New York City, the Kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And experimented around a little bit. I ended up inviting him to play on the song Street Smart on one of my records, my Morning, Noon, and Night album. And whenever I had the opportunity where I thought it would work with the audience where we were performing, I've done some live shows with him too, and have continued to follow his career. He's just a really great musician and great human being.
Yeah, I really love the song Street Smart. It was a surprise. But did you ever get kind of a backlash from jazz purists for that song?
Well, I have to admit, I get lots of backlashes from jazz purists. I've developed a pretty thick skin about that. It's one of the things that you have to accept. If you put your art or your music in front of the public, some people are going to like you and some people aren't, and that's inevitable. Yeah. I don't think it would even be desirable to try to be universal enough where everybody liked you.
Yeah.
And I don't mind confronting my listeners sometimes with giving them something that they don't expect.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that's part of the creative process, or almost like part of the responsibility. If we get too safe or too predictable, to me that's a bad thing.
Yeah.
And I definitely, maybe not so much, I don't know whether there would be that many of the jazz purists that would have even listened to Street Smart, but mm-hmm. I got some backlash even from the fans within my contemporary jazz world that were definitely expecting something very different from me, and I loved that because I mean, I wasn't trying to just stick something in their face. I felt like that there was enough adventure or enough surprise or enough of a journey that I could take them on that maybe they might be shocked at the beginning of it, but my intent was to have it be a good surprise.
Mm-hmm.
And you never know. I mean, I had a long, long time friend that became actually angry with me. You know, and he thought that I was insulting him and everything else. And we had many conversations about it afterwards. And, I don't know. I just keep marching forward and keep trying new things. And in the case of what I remember about the process of making that song Street Smart, mm-hmm. it was my best opportunity to work hand in hand with Rob Swift in the studio, and us reacting back and forth with each other, and he would try some things and then I would respond. It's very different working with him than it is with a more traditional jazz mm-hmm. performance situation, because there's so many electronics involved, and there's so much studio manipulation that calling it a live performance doesn't quite describe it. It was a confrontation, an encounter, whatever. But I have great memories of it. It was really stimulating, really fun, and I learned a lot from him, and I hope that he learned something from me, too.
Well, I definitely know he's learned a lot from you. I saw an interview with him, and he talked, how much he learned from you and how great you were. And the whole hip-hop world really appreciates you working with him, and, it's something everybody wants, is to hear Bob James work with some hip-hop artists. It may not make all the jazz fans happy, but the hip-hop fans are definitely, that's something in demand.
Yeah, and in a way, it's maybe crazy to think it, but I think the hip-hop fans and the hip-hop musicians are probably a lot more open-minded than those jazz purists are.
Mm-hmm.
That anybody who thinks that there's only one correct way to make music is missing out on a lot of stuff. And I see the way the best of the creative hip-hop people work is that everything is open to them.
Mm-hmm.
They'll try anything. I admire that spirit.
That's great. I hope my older brother's listening, because he's one of those who doesn't like, if it's not made his way.
Well, sometimes we can have an influence, and there again, I think timing is everything. Sometimes that only takes one piece of work that catches you by surprise, and you find out, oh, that's pretty good. I thought I hated that. Same way with food or with visual art or movies or anything else. We all develop our tastes, the things that we like, but I personally feel that restricting or handcuffs that sometimes people put on themselves, I don't like this, I don't like that, and you just feel like they already have their mind made up before they ever get to some place where, if they had taken the opposite approach, there's all kinds of great things waiting for them.
Mm-hmm.